Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now from ESPN and the NFL Network, from the NFL Network, I should say, ESPN and the NFL Network, Ben Fennell is joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Ben, how you doing, buddy?
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood out here in South Jersey. Not quite golfing weather, but still pleasant weather for late February. You have any snow on the ground out there by you?
We do. We have quite a bit, and I'm not liking it. Hopefully it's gone here in the next 5-6 days.
Well, hopefully that sun is at least shining on your face.
The sun is today. Yes, it is. Hey, we got the combine and the draft right around the corner. We're going to start looking at all the analytics. Everybody talks about the depth of draft when it comes to wide receiver. God knows the Green Bay Packers could use another wide receiver or two. I would expect them maybe to go out and get themselves a veteran as well to help out the other side of Devontae Adams and not have to worry about the learning curve of a young cat coming in. But when you look at this, tell me first of all how deep you think this draft is when it comes to the wide receiver position.
Well, I think at this point in mid-February, we're less than a week away to the combine. I'm not breaking any news. This is a legendary draft as far as the receiver class goes. All sorts of shapes, sizes, abilities, skill sets at every level of the draft, too. It's top-heavy. There's some day-two talent. There's some back-end developmental talent. And there's going to be a handful of undrafted guys that are going to contribute to rosters. So not exactly breaking any news with the receiver class this year.
The Packers need help in many different areas. The one thing that I find, they say they need middle linebacking help and coverage help. And I think a lot of teams do, but that was something that was very much exposed this past season yet again. For as good as Blake Martinez is, he's not a coverage guy. So my question becomes, is there a linebacker that is capable of coming in and just being that guy? Because to me, much like the wide receiver position, that's not an easy position to just fall butt backwards into and suddenly take over coming right out of college. You got to have some developmental skills there. And I don't know if they have time for a learning curve. So unless there's a guy there that you're going to say, yeah, that's the guy, that's another area they may need to dip into free agency.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in that position in Mike Pettine's defense is a mentally taxing position. He does not come off the field. He calls the defense. He's the nucleus of the defense. But he's not the star of the defense. He's not the playmaker of the defense. And that's what this team really needs. And I think the first question that people's mind comes when you want to project a new linebacker is, can he cover? What can he do in the pass game? But we really need to think about what Mike Pettine asked Blake Martinez to do, because Blake Martinez doesn't cover a whole lot. He's not asked to turn or run quite a bit. He's really that middle of the defense, kind of the robber, kind of the QB spy. And he really just plugs it. He's a C-ball, get-ball, kind of a middle-of-the-field player. So if you have a more explosive athlete in that position, a long-legged, rangy, explosive speed, someone who makes plays on the ball, that gets there violently, like a Kenneth Murray, like a Malik Harrison out of Ohio State, a Patrick Queen, even a Marcus Bailey out of Purdue, guys that are running 4-5 and get there in a hurry and with some violence. And I just think you need more of a playmaker in that nucleus of the defense. Blake Martinez is a good player, a reliable player, a smart player, but I think you just need somebody in that core to make more of an impact.
There has been minimal speculation about the quarterback position. And we know that Aaron Rodgers is signed for a long time. He's going to make a lot of money. But this year, statistically speaking, and you look at some of the numbers, it wasn't an Aaron Rodgers-esque type of year. I say give the guy more talent around him, and you're going to see the old Aaron Rodgers come back, or at least a very good portion thereof. Some say, look, he's fallen off the table. It's 37 years old. That's the time that guys start to, kind of just to disintegrate before our very eyes. People are saying you need to get a quarterback. You tell me,
Well, I'm a believer of the Ron Wolf philosophy of you take a quarterback every draft you get, and you always work behind the scenes on developing talent behind your quarterback room. So that's your backup, your practice squad. And I know the new CBA has really kind of handcuffed teams' ability to develop those guys. But I'm a believer, you take a quarterback every draft, whether it's on day three or an undrafted guy. So if a good value player falls to them, I'm not saying in round one, but maybe on day two or day three, I'm not opposed to always looking to the future and relying on depth because it's always going to be tested. And if Aaron Rodgers goes down, that's not an excuse to just throw away the season. And we've seen that before with, you know, the Brett Hundleys of the world. We've also seen guys like Nick Foles come in and hold the ship and win a Super Bowl for the Philadelphia Eagles. So injuries are not an excuse, but if you can surround Aaron Rodgers with more talent, I think that's the name of the game. But it's just figuring out exactly what type of talent does this Packers offense need. And I think there's three different elements of receivers that they're really missing. They need that quarterback's best friend. Who's going to make the tough junk catches for you down by your ankles, the ones that are thrown behind you? Those drops we saw from Geronimo Allison this year were absolutely brutal. So if you could get a Devin DuVernay from Texas or a Justin Jefferson from LSU, a sure-handed slot receiver that can go and make those tough catches, I think those are the types of presences you need in the offense, in addition to a yards-after-catch presence, whether that's a Henry Ruggs or a K.J. Hill or a Laviska Shenault out of Colorado, and then somebody with just threatening speed. When you get on the field, all the safeties are saying, alert, alert, alert.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive coordinators are pulling their hair out in the middle of the week trying to prepare for this guy. And whether that's a Brandon Ayuk out of Arizona State, Jalen Reagor, K.J. Hamler, I think you just need a threatening presence to this offense. So I think if you can surround Aaron Rodgers with more talent, more ability, more easy offense, I can legitimately say I could see Aaron Rodgers playing until he's 45 years old.
Well, here's my next question, because obviously they have to worry about that right tackle position. By the way, we're talking with our buddy Ben Fennell from ESPN and the NFL Network draft analyst. So if, let's just say, I'm not saying, say, T. Higgins is going to be there, but let's say he falls, and then also you get, say, that defensive tackle, Ross Blaylock, maybe he's there. You get a couple of guys, because God knows they need either an inside linebacker. They also need to figure out the right tackle position, because we're not quite sure what they're going to do with Brian Bulaga. I think I would pay him to bring him back because he had a good season, but you don't know what you have behind him. So if you have that level of talent, is there a target, as somebody who studies the draft, that you would say, this is your biggest need, or this is the best player available, this is where you have to go?
My very loose framework for this draft is get an explosive elite linebacker in round one at all costs. If you have to trade up, great. And then the rest of the draft, I want two receivers and I want two tackles. And I think just as much as the receiver group is stealing the attention, this is a really deep tackle group. And you don't have to go after those top guys like the Aaron Drew Thomas and Austin Jackson and Jedrick Wills are all going to go in round one. But you start looking on day two and day three, there is talent up and down this draft at tackle at every level of the draft, whether that's Ezra Cleveland at Boise State, Shadeek Charles at LSU, Jack Driscoll at Auburn, Akeem Adeniji at Kansas. There's a lot of interesting talent. I'm not really sure where the pecking order is right now or if they're – some guys are going to get kind of pushed down because of those skilled players on day two. But there's a lot of interesting talent, and I would really like to see the Packers walk out of this draft with two interesting tackles to plug behind Bakhtiari and obviously the Bulaga situation at right tackle.
Tell me about Kenneth Murray. That's the other guy that I've got a lot of interest in, the inside linebacker coming out of Oklahoma.
Oh, I thought you never asked. This guy is an absolute absolute animal. Oh, man, watching this guy in pregame, he wears a neck roll. He's big. He's broad. He's 6'3", 245. I did his Kansas game this year, and he was doing laps around the field pregame, and one of the Kansas players tried to trip him in pregame warmups. He is an absolute animal, and this is the last guy you want to piss off. And he gets through the ball carrier in a hurry with a bad attitude. He's a playmaker. He's rangy. He's long. He's explosive. He is just an intimidating presence. Now, the big question with him is third down. He does not go backwards. He does not turn and run. He does not cover. But he's a QB spy. He's a blitzer. He's a sub rusher. He's a guy that you want going forward, see ball, get ball. And I think that's exactly what this Packers defense could use right in the middle of the defense for Mike Pettine.
That's the guy that I've been kind of eyeballing for a while. So I'm glad you're on the same page with me, man. I appreciate the time, as always. Thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes, Ben. And I'm sure as the draft gets here, maybe even after the fact, we'll get you back on and we'll talk a little bit more about it, okay?
Absolutely. This is the time of the year where the gift keeps on giving.
So yes, it does.
I want to talk draft with you.
Yes, it does. Ben, appreciate it. We'll talk to you later, okay? There you go. That is Ben Fennell, ESPN NFL Network draft analyst. You can get him at Ben Fennell underscore NFL, at Ben Fennell underscore NFL. You can read his stuff there, see his stuff there as well. When we come back, the NFL and the NFLPA, how close are they? Oh, my goodness. And by the way, Ben joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.